South Dakota soybean farmers wear a lot of different hats, from agronomist to mechanic. But through the soybean checkoff, many are also salespeople and marketers, promoting U.S. soybeans to customers around the world. Mitchell area soybean grower Bruce Haynes explains, customer service goes a long way in establishing reliable trading partners.
Never underestimate what relationships with foreign countries can do for our U.S. market, because those buyers appreciate northern grown soybeans that come from our part of the country. You know, we have some of the highest quality soybeans in the U.S. grown right here locally.
In recent years, the soybean checkoff has fueled research uncovering the role essential amino acids play in protein quality and feed efficiency. With facts in hand, farmer leaders meet with international customers, sharing the evidence of U.S. soybean quality. Jeff Thompson farms near Sioux Falls and often welcomes foreign trade teams to his home. In this relaxed setting, Thompson shares information on soybean quality, pointing to harvest and handling methods in the U.S. compared to that in South America.
Their bean quality isn't near what ours is. They have to dry the beans. They're harvested wet, get heat damage. Their essential amino acids is one of the main things that isn't as good as our beans up in this part of the country.
Both Haynes and Thompson serve on the South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, volunteering their time to oversee the soybean checkoff in the state. With this position, they may travel internationally to create and strengthen relationships with foreign customers, forging long-standing demand for U.S. and South Dakota soybeans. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.